This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Summer is quickly winding down, which means it's time to think about going back to school for students, parents, and teachers. But many states are struggling to recruit and retain their teachers, many of whom feel undervalued. Marketplace's Jed Kim has more.
20 years ago, teachers were earning about 4% less than other workers with comparable education and experience. Now, a study out from the Economic Policy Institute shows the gap has widened to 17%. Lawrence Michel is president of the Institute. He says since 1996, their earnings have dropped by $30 a week.
Teachers missed out on the wage boom of the late 1990s. And in the recovery from the Great Recession, school districts have been under financial pressure and have not really been giving out wage increases.
Even considering teacher benefits, still leaves an 11% pay gap. Randy Weingarten is president of the American Federation of Teachers. She says the comparatively low pay is the last straw for many.
You see it in places like Detroit, where they've taken pay cuts. They work in abysmal conditions. And, you know, we don't even know if there's going to be enough teachers to start school this year.
She says the potential shortage should be seen as a national emergency. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.